Hey, welcome everybody. It's time once again for Health Talks, Dr. Trinh. It's the one show, maybe the only show, that shows you the path to a healthier life. One conversation at a time. And today we have kind of a complex conversation, so we'll see if we can fit it all in. We got two men that know this topic well. Welcome, Dr. Trinh, first.
All right. Good morning, guys. Happy Thursday. I'm bringing on my good friend, Jose.
Good morning. Dr. Trinh. Good morning, Paul.
How are you?
Jose? We're going to talk about Medicare because open enrollment is around the corner, isn't it, Jose?
That's correct. So open enrollment, just a few days away. It's October 15th through December 7th.
Yes. So we want to talk about Medicare Day, about open enrollment, explain to folks what it is, and all that. So we're going to learn over the next 45, 50 minutes here, everything you want to know about Medicare, because Jose is the Medicare specialist, although he is really too young to even qualify for Medicare. But anyway, he's the specialist.
He's the guru. So you're with Memorial Care?
That's correct. I am a Medicare specialist for Memorial Care Medical Group. So right now it's been pretty crazy the whole year, but it's about to get crazier because of open enrollment.
So before Dr. Trinh starts walking you through all this, what is that, a Medicare specialty? Just go around and tell the world about Medicare, or do you help people figure stuff out, or what is it you do there?
Besides doing a lot of the health lectures with Dr. Trinh, so I go out in the community. I'm in the community 99.99% of the time, educating seniors and their kids as well. Because with Medicare, you pretty much have to do the research yourself. There's a lot of information out there, good and bad. Versus when you're employed by a company, the company does all the negotiations and they pretty much have three options for you, a PPO and HMO, and sometimes even Kaiser. And once you're Medicare eligible, all that is gone. And it's pretty much up to you. All the research you do, you have to do research on your medications. You got to look at formularies, deductibles, and there's a lot of options in Medicare.
Before Dr. Trinh launches in, I got to tell my own story just to set it up. We told this on another show. You were on the Orange County Hispanic Chamber of Commerce's show, Meet Our Community. We'll plug that one as well. Great show, Wednesdays at noon. Talking again to our community there. And today you're talking to Dr. Trinh's community here. And one of the things that struck me is just what you said, how Medicare, you really got to figure it out on your own. They don't hold your hand and walk you through this. And I'll give you the perfect example. So a couple of years ago, my wife qualified for Medicare, but she was employed at the time. She said, I'm not going to sign up for Medicare. I'll do that later when I'm retired. Then she retired and she sort of forgot about it. And then all of a sudden there's a penalty because she didn't sign up when she turned 65. Talk about that. You got to sign up for this thing, even if you're not using it, to get on the program, because they want people paying in. They want people contributing. You can't just wait. I'll do it when I need it. I'll do it later. I'll do it when I'm 75. Talk about that a little bit.
So that's a great point, Paul. And unfortunately, a lot of times I feel like people get penalized for being healthy. Maybe that's something similar to your wife. You don't take medications. You maybe just go to the doctors once a year for a flu shot.
Yeah.
And that's it. And you're right. People do forget that you have to sign up for Medicare. A lot of times Medicare does send out your Part A, which has no monthly premium. Everybody forgets to apply for Part B. And that's the one that has a penalty, and it's a penalty that'll never go away.
What's Part A? What's Part B?
Part A is your hospitals, and Part B is your doctors. Part A, like I said, it has no monthly premium. It's pretty much given to you because you paid into the system. Part B is your doctors. That everybody pretty much pays a Part B premium. For 2022, the premium was $170.10. For 2023, it's going to go down to $164.90. So it is going down a little bit.
And that's per month or per quarter?
That's per month.
Right.
And it's automatically deducted from your Social Security. It is based on income though, right? So if you're a wealthy senior, that monthly premium is going to go up. But for the average is around $164.
And does it ever go down if I'm off a lot of seniors struggling? They're living off of just Social Security or something here. That might seem like a lot of money. Is there any way to get somebody else to pay for that or not have to
some help? That's another great question, Paul. So yes, for those that are low income, right, they can also apply for Medi-Cal. That's a state assistance program. Mm-hmm. And if you do qualify for 100% of Medi-Cal, Medi-Cal comes in and helps you pay for the Part B premium and any additional costs regarding your
health care. So quick pop-up question to the audience. Let's see if anybody knows this. I didn't know this. I forgot her name. A real nice woman who now runs Medi-Cal Optima, which administers Medi-Cal here in California, right? In Orange County specifically. She just took over the position as head of Cal Optima. She gave me a statistic that I'm going to see if anybody else in the audience knows. There's 3.5 million people roughly in Orange County. What percentage of those people are on Medi-Cal? Or on Cal Optima being the California dispenser of Medi-Cal here? How many people do they cover in their program? What percentage of the 3 million, how many people get covered?
I'll give you a guess.
Yeah.
I would say maybe 1 out of 3 is my guess. What do you think, Jose?
I agree. It's a big number. I heard next year they're going to increase the income qualification so more people will qualify for Medi-Cal.
You were both absolutely right. I was shocked. Am I the only one that can't believe that 1 out of 3 in wealthy Orange County, 1 out of 3 people
is considered poor?
Is considered poor and qualifies for Medi-Cal. And her point is, a lot more people probably are qualified and don't know it.
That's now, correct.
Does the qualification for being poor, right, quote unquote poor, does it change from like city to city, state to state?
It does. You know, county by county.
Really?
Yeah. Yep.
Can be rich in one county and poor in another county with the same income.
Yeah. I mean, the income qualifications are different. Same thing with Medicare. And with your Medicare, it varies by county. And you do have to notify Medicare within 63 days if you move from, you know, LA County to Orange County or vice versa. San Diego County, San Bernardino.
Didn't know that. So where you live creates different thresholds for what you qualify.
Absolutely. And your benefits may vary as well.
Well, let's talk about that because that was the one you brought up on the last show that again surprised me. So if I live in Las Vegas or I live in Mississippi, rural Mississippi, or I live here in Orange County, the Medicare Advantage programs that insurance companies offer me all have different packages and different prices, anywhere from zero cost to some cost. Talk about that.
Yeah. So, I mean, here in Orange County, I think, you know, all the seniors are very lucky. It's a very competitive market. I look at these benefits and I wish I was a senior, right? For what you get for $170, it's great. Because it's a very competitive market, all the insurance companies, they add so many more benefits to enrich these benefits to get more membership, right? But you're right. So here in Orange County, most all Medicare Advantage plans are zero monthly premium.
Wow.
As long as you continue paying your Part B premium. And you're right. So other states, in Vegas, I believe they're also a zero monthly premium. Okay. But other states, you do pay a monthly premium for a Medicare Advantage plan. In addition to your Part B premium.
Because so, these companies, and I'll just ask, and Dr. Trin will jump in, that because, if I understand correctly, these companies are basically running your Medicare program for it. You can still go through Medicare if you want, but there are people that'll say, no, I'll run your Medicare program, and then I guess they get reimbursed from Medicare and must make money off that. So they're so competitive to take over this part of the market that they're offering plans, including most of them here in Orange County, zero. Cost zero for that. All right, go ahead.
Yeah, zero. And like I said, right? So a lot of these companies offer add-ons like vision, dental, hearing aids, transportation, over-the-counter benefit, worldwide coverage, gym membership, life alert, Fitbits. It's amazing.
Are you saying that if you have only Medicare, like straight Medicare without the Medicare Advantage plan, what does straight Medicare cover or don't cover compared to like a Medicare Advantage plan? I mean, what's the difference? Tell us the difference.
Yeah, why would you just stay on? I don't want a Medicare Advantage plan run by some outside company. I want good old Medicare government-run program. I'll get a government card and that's all I want.
Yeah, so I mean, original Medicare is pretty expensive. It's 80-20, right? So Medicare covers 80% and then you're going to be liable for 20% of bill of charges. And as we all know, you end up in the hospital, bill is about $100,000. You have two of those a year, there's no maximum out of pockets, there's no caps, but you do have the flexibility to pretty much see any doctor, any specialist, as long as they accept Medicare. Versus a Medicare Advantage plan, these insurance companies are reimbursed by Medicare, and obviously they're making a profit because they're managing your care. And they've gone so good in doing so, and that's the reason why they offer so much stuff, because here in Orange County, I mean, I've seen seniors that are 90 years old, and I mean, I feel like they look younger than me. You know, they're very active, go to the gym often, and it's because all these additional benefits that these companies offer them.
So now you're into two critical points that I still struggle to understand. I am on Medicare. I'm past 65. And when I talked to 80,000 people, pitched me, hey, get your insurance here. I eventually chose Blue Cross just because that's who I'd been using before. I know other people use United Healthcare, and there's other popular ones out there for these Medicare Advantage plans. Some are even run through ARP, the Association of Retired People. So.
Yeah.
Anyway, I digress. Here's what I still struggle with. They said, you can just stick with Medicare for Part B. But like you said, you're not going to get 100% reimbursement. I said, why would anybody do it? And they said, well, sometimes you got a doctor that you just got to see. You got some rare disease, and they're not in the Medicare Advantage plan that you want, and you got to see them. And this is who you need to be with. It seemed like more if you had some real special need for some special doctor. And so you stick with Medicare, even though it costs you more because you can go anywhere down the road. Or if you develop some special need, I can only get treatment for this rare cancer I have from someplace, somebody, and they're not in the Medicare Advantage program. Am I saying this right? I said, well, I'll take that risk. I'll pay zero through a Medicare Advantage plan and get 100% reimbursement rather than having the just some flexibility to see anybody anywhere in the world that I want to see. Is that kind of why people stay with original Medicare?
Yeah, so some people do, but it comes with the lack of knowledge, right? Because there's other options besides original Medicare that you will have a cushion. You have a Medicare supplement plan, a Medigap plan that will cover those 20% instead of you paying out of pocket. Obviously, whatever insurance company you decide to go with will come in and cover the 20% that Medicare doesn't. You are going to have an additional monthly premium, but you will have the flexibility to see, as long as they accept Medicare, right? But you will have the flexibility to see a primary care doctor, a specialist. And another thing too, that a lot of people don't know is that even on a Medicare Advantage plan, you're not locked in with one specific medical group. You can change year round. And a lot of people, they look at a Medicare Advantage plan and they look very appealing. One, because it's very cheap, it's affordable, and you get all these other benefits at no extra cost. Zero monthly premium, zero copays for a primary specialist. Everybody's like, where's the catch? The downside to that, it's an HMO. And everybody has this fear of an HMO. I mean, if you would have told me 10, 15 years ago, jump into an HMO, I probably would say no. Yeah, everybody that has an HMO would die.
Because the HMO denies your claim or drags it out. Mm-hmm. And in the meantime, you die.
That was, you know, back in the day. Now, HMOs have become the most popular plans out there. You even have some networks, some medical groups that only accept HMOs, nothing more. Mm-hmm. And even now, you go to the doctor's office, they're not going to put you on an HMO waiting room. They don't have an HMO computer system. Everything is the same.
I think the value of the word HMO in the past used to be like a dirty word.
Right.
But really, the value of the system is managed care. The word manage. And what that means is, if you have straight Medicare, you're on your own to manage your own care. There isn't a social worker or a case manager you can talk to help you coordinate all the care you need, especially when your care becomes more complex and you're sicker. And so the word manage isn't necessarily a bad word, guys. You have a team looking after your health care. And that's where a lot of the benefit is. You got case managers, social workers, health coaches. You have an entire team that manage that care for you to help coordinate the care. Otherwise, you're on your own with just Medicare. Nobody is watching out after that coordination except you.
Yep, and that's a great point because in a managed care, you get notifications from your doctor, the nurses, hey, your next mammogram, your colonoscopy. And so they are catching these diseases well in advance versus you managing your own care. And I like what you said, you know, you have a team behind you to obviously keep you healthy. And we see that, right? You see a lot of seniors here in Orange County that are super healthy. And a lot of it has to do with themselves too. But I feel it's the team behind them that are keeping them healthy as well.
So as an example, I got mailed a kit, a colonoscopy kit.
Oh, the stool kit.
The stool kit.
The poop kit.
The poop kit came in a box. I'm like, send this back. I didn't order this. They're like, no, we sent it to you. We know you'll forget, Paul. And they keep bugging me, texting me. Did you fill it out? Did you send it? I'm like, oh, finally, I'm going to go, okay, yeah, all right. I sent it in. They're forcing me to do what I should be doing anyway. Not forcing me. They're urging me. They're pushing me to do what I should
that,
be doing.
That should have been a business I should have done. Dr. Dung sending you a dung kit.
It's a natural.
That's like marketing, man. It's Dr. Dung sending you a dung kit. Send it back funny. To Dr. Dung. It's perfect.
How did
That's
you miss that one?
I'm in the wrong field. Wrong field. So anyway.
So is there any advantage to just staying with Original Medicare? If I'm in Original Medicare, they have an add-on called Medigap. That's another cost to me that through Medicare now, this is government run, that will pick up that 20% that Medicare Original doesn't pay for.
Right. There are other options out there that obviously will help you. So the Medicare supplement plans, the Medigap plans, and there's a lot of them, right? Obviously for those seniors that are super healthy, but still want the flexibility to see other doctors and specialists just in case down the road, God forbid they get sick. You got options like low monthly premiums, high deductibles, right? Because you're rarely into the doctor's office versus somebody that's more fragile that prefer high monthly premiums and very low deductibles.
Now you're losing me again. There's two worlds. There's the government run Medicare.
Medicare. That's Original Medicare.
Medicare.
That's 80-20.
80-20. And is there through the government a way to pick up that extra 20%? Or is that an outside?
No, all these supplement plans are pretty much standalone insurance companies that you have to go out and do a research, right? You have to do your research. So you compare all the monthly premiums, pretty much United, Blue Shield, all these insurance companies, they offer supplement plans. For instance, with Memorial Care, or give me a call. I'll be more than happy to pair you up with one of the independent agents I work with. They can do a plan comparison, look at all your medications you take, because that's another thing too. On Original Medicare, you have your Part B premium, and then you have to go out and get a standalone drug plan. So you'll have 2 monthly premiums. On the Medicare Advantage plan, your drug plan is included at no extra cost.
So right? I guess I'm trying to figure out why would anybody stay on Original Medicare in Orange County when there are lots and lots of companies, independent companies, willing to give you a Medicare Advantage plan. They'll manage your Medicare for you, and they'll throw in drug coverage. They'll throw in transportation. They'll throw in gym membership sometimes, all sorts of crazy things to entice you to come. We want to manage that for you. We know how to do it. We make money at it, and we'll save you money if you come with us. Why would anybody stay with Original Medicare?
It's not as popular. You don't see a lot of people going into Original Medicare. They'll either go on to a Medicare Advantage plan or a supplemental plan. Because on a Medicare Advantage plan, right, you're looking at some of the maximum out-of-pockets are $499. That's $500. And people still don't even meet that.
Wow.
Because everything is at zero, right? Same thing with the supplement plan.
So anybody that thinks that, kind of like my wife thought, I don't need all this marketing nonsense. There's a hook in here somewhere. This just sounds too good to be true. I'll just stick with tried and true Medicare government-run program. And all of a sudden, she's got only 80% of her stuff covered. She still has to go out and get an independent plan to cover that other 20%. She doesn't get transportation, maybe, or a drug plan to pay for her drugs, zero deduct or everything. All these other things here. It just seems to me unbelievable that anybody stays on Original Medicare unless there is some real specific need because of something you got to get through them.
And that's the thing, right? And I don't want to say that's a downside, but that's a turnoff for a lot of people going into an HMO, right? Because you have a gatekeeper, which is your primary care doctor. If you want to go see a specialist, guess what? You can't just pick up the phone and make a call, make an appointment. You have to go see your primary, get a referral, and everybody knows, right? That referrals sometimes, man, before it will take 3-4 months sometimes, right? To just even get a referral approved. Now, I mean, I can only speak for Memorial Care, but referrals with Memorial Care, you literally walk out with your referral on hand. All you got to do is just make an appointment with a specialist. Same thing, we have a patient portal where you can check the status of your referral, have constant communication with your doctor, order prescription refills, schedule appointments with your doctor in person or virtually. Versus a Medicare supplement plan, right? I think that's very appealing to some, especially like a PPO plan from your employer, to just to have the flexibility and the reassurance that, hey, you know what? If God forbid I get cancer or something like that, I can go to Cedar Sinai and not worry about this whole HMO system, right? And that's something I would highly recommend, right? If you're seeing 3-4 different specialists and all 3 different specialists are contracted with different medical groups, obviously an HMO is not going to be a good fit for you. If somebody's seeing a cardiologist with Saddleback and then a podiatrist with Hoag and dermatology with
City of Hope or something.
City of Hope or something like that. Medicare supplement plan would allow you to keep all your three specialists because it's a supplemental plan.
But that's going to cost you money as opposed
to... It is going to cost you money. So a supplement plan will have three monthly premiums. It'll be your Part B premium.
For Medicare,
For Medicare, for your Part B. Your supplemental premium, this is for your Medigap, which, by the way, goes up every year. Okay, it's not locked in. And then you have to go out and get a standalone drug plan to cover your prescriptions.
Three bills so that you can go anywhere you want to go.
You have the flexibility.
So what's the difference? Tell the audience, because people get confused between the different parts of Medicare. So there's Medicare Part A, Part B, Part C, Part D. So tell us the difference between all these different parts and why they should know about it.
Yeah. So Part A is your hospitals. And like I said earlier, Part A has a zero monthly premium because you paid into the system. Part B is your doctors. Part B is the one that has a monthly premium. Like I said, for 2023, it'll be $164.90. Again, it's based on income. And later in the show, I'll give some websites where you can go and check your income bracket. And it'll give you an idea of what your monthly premium is going to be. And then your drug plan. These are your drug plans that, unfortunately, if you take any medications or not, you have to get a drug plan. If not, you will get penalized as well.
I didn't know that. Through Medicare, you got to sign up for all three of these, A,
you
B,
have
C.
To. Unless you go on a Medicare Advantage plan, because the drug plan is included at no extra cost. Your Medicare Advantage plans, you start seeing, and a lot of companies start advertising it as Part C for choices. That's obviously your Part A, your Part B, your Part C, so your Part D.
What's D? You didn't tell us what D
is. D is a drug coverage.
Oh, D is drug for drugs. So I got A is hospital. That's what I've been paying into since I was a teenager working.
Right.
B is the doctor, which under original Medicare only pays 80-20. So then you got to go to an outside firm, an independent company to get that Medigap coverage. And then Part C is?
Medicare Advantage plans, choices.
Oh, choices.
And then Part D is your drug coverage. These are sold, you know, standalone drug plans. And every year, you can shop around every year. Formularies do vary, even on the Medicare Advantage plans. They're very rich and they're all very similar, but their formularies are very different.
All right. Mm-hmm. So this is what you get to once a year. You got to decide, am I in Medicare and I'm paying the government? Maybe I'm supplementing it with something else on the outside, or whether I'm going to one of these choice plans, these HMO plans that are so attractive and zero basically here in Orange County. I know which one I chose. I went with the zero.
Yes. And a lot of people do. I mean, the quality of care these days is amazing. And you get dental and vision and all these other benefits. I mean, why wouldn't you?
Talk about some of the other benefits. I don't use some of the stuff. I don't know why. I think I get a gym membership or something.
You do. And what happens is a lot of people, because all these additional benefits, you have to create an account. You have to go online, like over-the-counter benefit, right? So think of going to your nearest pharmacy and getting vitamins, toothpaste, toothbrush. And some of these companies give you a credit. And just an example, they can range anywhere from like $75 to $100 a quarter, but you have to do it yourself. You have to go online, look at the catalog. You got to click on your items and then it's mailed to you. It's like anything. You know you have it and you tell yourself, I'm going to do it next month. Well, I'm going to do it next month. Before you know it, the whole year goes by and you pretty much lost that opportunity to get free items.
Because the credits go away. It's just on an annual basis.
Yeah, they don't roll over. So what I like to do, I like to sit down with our members and explain to them what benefits they have and show them and help them sign up for these, right? Same thing with the Life Alert. You have to go on and create an account and you get a Life Alert for free.
Wow.
I didn't know that. Now, so you say our members, this is what's confusing to me. I get lost again here. So we got the government, which is Part A and Part B, the hospitals and the doctors. That's all the government offers, A and B, right?
Right. And then you have to go out and get a drug plan.
And
which is D,
but that's independently the
standalone
government.
Standalone drug plans, correct.
Right. And Part C is if you want to have somebody else take over A and B and manage it for you through a managed care system, kind of, right?
Pretty much.
And that's C. So A, B through the government, C's outside, D's outside. Although if you go with one of these choice plans, it's C and D together. You get both of them, kind of.
That's correct.
Now, here's what's confusing to me. So I've got all these choices. Mm-hmm. Once a year, I got to choose one. And then it sticks for the whole year.
It's called open enrollment, right?
Yeah. And that's a very important date. And that's your annual election period, right? And that's from October 15th through December 7th. So this is the time, this is a time frame where you can do a plan comparison. Because like I said, right, either you become more sick or you start taking other medications that you weren't taking last year. And I can almost guarantee you every year, these plans do change. They either get better or they get worse. So you want to be sure you're on the right plan for the following year.
So here's the other confusion. I was told, I don't know if this is right or wrong, that when you turn 65, you got to pick which path you're on for the rest of your life. You're either a Part C outside Medicare Advantage that handles C and D, the choice and the drug, or you're in Medicare. I guess you can get out of it, but can I go back into Medicare at some point in time if I really needed more choice and it's, I want to go back outside that HMO world? Can I once a year say, I'm out of Medicare Advantage, I'm going to go back into the government program?
That's a very good question too, because a lot of people think, well, what if I get cancer 2-3 years down the road and I'm in an HMO? Like, I don't want to be stuck with this network.
This doctor, I want to go see that one over there.
I want to go see that other doctor, right? If you start off with a Medicare supplement plan, you can go to an HMO. You can go into a Medicare Advantage plan. If you start off on a Medicare Advantage plan,
when you turn 65, right?
When you turn 65, they won't deny coverage, that you won't have to go through underwriting. But if you start off with a Medicare Advantage plan and want to move to a supplemental plan, the insurance companies, they may do some underwriting, look at your medical history, and either deny coverage or your monthly premiums are going to be $9,000, right? I might be exaggerating, right. But it's going to be a lot higher. One, because they're looking at you that you're somewhat risky.
You're
now.
Sick now here. We're not going to take you.
All right, so we're going to be spending more money in you.
Let's see if I break that down in my brain here. So I turned 65 and I got a choice. I can stick with government-run Medicare A and B. And of course, it only pays 80% of the doctor visits and stuff here. Okay, so I'm going to want to go get probably an outside, independent, privately run supplement plan. And that'll let me go see anybody I want to see and probably a separately run drug plan. And that'll pay for all my drug costs here.
How do you even pick a drug plan if you had to do it yourself?
Oh, I don't.
So that's a great point, Dr. Trent. I can tell you several websites where you can go and you pretty much start doing the research yourself. That's very important for people to know too. There's a lot of resources out there. I mean, don't just look at the pamphlets, the flyers, because they're all nice and pretty. And the only thing you see is a zero. You got to start looking at additional benefits instead of just so focused on the zero, because maybe there's a fee for an x-ray or labs or anything like that, right?
Hidden stuff. That's how they make up for the zero here. Well, let me go back again. I'm just want to walk through this scenario. I've turned 60.
I'm just going to let Jose choose my care.
I wish somebody would, because I still struggle with this. So when I turned 65, they said you can stay in original Medicare, A and B, but understand that it only pays 80% of B. And does it pay 100% of hospital or 80% of both hospitals and doctors?
So hospitals, you're going to have a deductible. You're going to have a max amount of pocket. Yeah. You're going to have a co-insurance.
And maybe co-pays. A lifetime cap or something here?
Nope, there is no cap.
All right, so A and B, I can stick with the government and I can go see anybody I want to see. But I'll probably want to have an outside independent plan, Medigap, to pick up that 20% and to a separate drug plan. I got two other plans I got to add to this. The only reason to stay there, because you can go see anybody you want to see anytime, anywhere. Now, most of us say, no, I'll take door number three. I'll take door number C, the choice plan, and I'll pick one of these, United Healthcare, Blue Cross, 1,000 others out here. And when I do, they will roll C and D together, probably cost me zero for the drugs, zero for that Medigap coverage, and all sorts of other things, transportation, gyms, eyeglasses, dental, maybe there's all sorts of other stuff they'll roll into this. But it's through their network. And later on, I get really sick and I say, I don't want to stay in this network. I want to go see different people, different places. I want to have some flexibility and choices. I can go back into original Medicare once a year, but now they can deny me. The government can't, but
the supplemental,
plans can say, oh, no, you're really sick. We're not going to take you, or we're going to charge you a lot for that supplement plan. Whereas if I took it at 65, they can't deny me. So I could into the supplemental route and stay there, and that I'm not going to get stuck with that. The problem is, again, it's going to cost me more because I'm paying for Part C. I mean, I'm paying for this Medigap plan. I'm paying for a drug plan just for the flexibility and the protection if I ever get really sick and want to go see lots of people. That's a hard choice to make. That was a hard choice for me to make. I'm not sick. I didn't do anything. So I did what 99% of people probably do. I'll take the zero plan the Medicare Advantage plan. But God forbid if I ever really did get sick and wanted to jump out of Medicare Advantage and back in, I may get stuck with a big bill or denied by these Medigap coverage things.
Right. That's a great point, Paul, because I mean, here in Orange County, all the networks are amazing, right? I mean, we live in a county that, I mean, you got top leading hospitals, top leading specialists, right? Doctors. I mean, technology is insane.
We got so Dr. Trin in this hospital.
Yeah, you got Dr. County. Trin, right? So in case of you have an ER visit, go to Found Valley, Orange Coast, Sonora. Be treated by Dr. Trin.
Yeah. Do you need a digital exam there?
That's his specialty. Another digital exam. All right, so continue your point. So we've got all these great things here. Where were you going with it?
So that's my point, is that you're not in Waukesha, Wisconsin, when you only have two medical groups and one insurance company. Here, you got a lot of options. And even if you go with the choice because one, affordability, if you go on an HMO, don't think for once you're locked in with that one medical group. If for some reason your doctor retires or leaves that network, you can just call your health plan and make a doctor change, make a group change, right? And you can do that year round.
So that's a key point here. So we've talked about, I can stick with the government plan, but it has limitations of what they pay. So if you do, you're going to want to get a Medigap supplemental plan through a private insurer. And when you're 65, they can't deny it, but later on they could deny you if you want to get back to it. And the only reason you want this is because you want to go see who you want to see. And you're saying in Orange County, there's so many hospitals and so many groups.
You can't go wrong.
It's hard to say that you're not going to find somebody that can handle your problem in there. And if you don't like the doctor group, because that's the third choice. First, I got to pick Medicare government, or I got to pick Medicare Advantage, private HMO. Once I do, then the HMO says, who do you want to go see? A medical, a doctor, usually, or a medical group. And that's what Memorial Care is. It's a medical group I consult.
That's correct. Yeah. So Memorial Care is one of the largest medical groups here in Orange County and Long Beach. But yes, so that's exactly the process. You apply for Medicare and then you decide, right? Okay, what option do I want to go with? Original Medicare, you can see any doctor. A Medicare supplement plan, you can pretty much see any doctor. And then if it's like, you know what? I'm a little broke. I'm just going to go on the Medicare Advantage plan and get all these additional benefits. And now you have to look at where you live. That will play a big role. It depends where you live and what medical group. You want a group that has a lot of options and good quality hospitals, good quality care, so you know you're going to be taken care of. And you have those options, because if you live in Laguna Hills, but then you have to go see a specialist out in LA, where's the convenience in that?
So if I pick Memorial Care, and I did, by the way, that's my medical group.
So good, Paul.
You look good, Paul. You look good.
I know you guys want to hear that. I did pick, and I picked them because they're everywhere. They used to be Bristol Park Medical Group.
Bristol Park.
Done the thing.
Yeah. Bristol Park doctor, that's me.
There you go. And it got better and bigger. You got doctors all over the place. You got these
urgent cares
everywhere here. There's two near my house here. So I can go see for the simple stuff. What I've never understood is, let's say I get really sick. I have a heart attack or something, God forbid. Can I go to any hospital, or do I have to go to Memorial Care hospital?
No. So in case of an emergency with any of the plans, right, on a Medicare Advantage plan, supplemental plan, they'll take you to the nearest hospital. And then obviously they'll bill the insurance company, and then the medical group and the insurance company will come to an agreement and obviously pay for that. But yeah, no, they'll take you to the nearest hospital. It depends on what kind of services, right? Once you're stable and you're good, there's no risk of transferring you over to a contracted hospital. That can happen as well.
They took you in to get rid of the emergency, but now you need some more longer care. You're going to stay in the hospital for a while, a couple of weeks or something here. They might move you from that emergency hospital they took you to a contracted hospital.
To a contracted hospital.
And where? Right. What are the contracted Memorial Care hospitals? I don't even know. Where would they take me? If you're my medical group, where would you take me?
So you have Saddleback Hospital in Laguna Hills. You got Orange Coast Memorial in Found Valley and Long Beach Memorial in Long Beach. But like I said, Paul, in case of an emergency, right, you're in Irvine and God forbid you fall, you break a hip or something.
I can go to UCI or something.
Yeah, they might take the UCI, Hogue or whatever. And a lot of times too, right? I mean, right now the hospital is not impacted as what they were during the pandemic, but they'll take you to the hospital that has an open bed, right? They can't risk of just driving around.
And what's the hospital right near in Mission Viejo?
You got Mission Hospital.
Is that one of yours or that's a different one?
That's a different one. But same thing, in case of an emergency, if you're in San Clemente or somewhere in Laguna Beach or whatever,
they'll
take you to the nearest hospital. But
they might move me out of Mission to one of your hospitals then if I needed longer.
But yeah, that's only if, I mean, it's pretty rare that they'll do that, but they will do it. But obviously, they have to be 100% sure
you're stable.
That you're stabled.
Stable for transfer. Here's a question I get all the time, Jose. So you got the different potential insurance. You got Medicare, Medicare Advantage, Medi-Cal, or you have what's called Medi-Medi, right? The combination of Medicare. And so if I need to go to, let's say, a nursing home, which of those four options actually pay for that nursing home? Or so, if I have to go to like a skilled nursing facility or assisted living, of these four insurances, are there some that won't pay and there are others that pay? All of them pay.
So a nursing home, actually, none of them will pay.
Yeah,
Medi-Cal, there are some financial assistance that you may qualify for Medi-Cal. But Medicare, no. Skilled nursing facilities, that's through the medical group that we contract under the Medicare Advantage plans. And some of these plans, from like 0 to 20 days, zero copay, because nobody stays at a skilled nursing facility for
more than 30 days. Yeah, right. They kick you out.
I was going to say the whole Medi-Cal thing. A lot of people think, well, I have Medi-Cal. I don't need Medicare. I don't pay for anything. Well, true is that once you turn 65, you still have to apply for Medicare. And then you'll have the best things of two worlds, right? You have your Medicare and Medi-Cal. And if Medi-Cal recipients, if they do qualify for 100% of Medi-Cal, they'll cover that monthly premium for your Part B.
Wow.
And your prescription.
There's no out-of-pocket cost for somebody who has Medi-Medi?
No.
What's Medi-Medi again? I forget.
Medicare, Medi-Cal.
Combination.
Yeah, you have both. Yeah.
You're old and you're poor.
That's true.
And so the Medi-Cal picks up your $167 or whatever it is, Medicare.
Monthly premium.
Monthly premium to Medicare.
Correct.
All right. Here's another thing you brought up. So you opened the door. I got to give another example here. So I took care of my mom. I'm an only child, so I took care of my mom. She had Parkinson's and declined and eventually died. My dad, after that, just fell in old age. And then my mom's sister, who never got married, who had real poor, lived on like $2,000 a month, combined little tiny pension and a little tiny Social Security check and eked out a living out there. She had a rare form of cancer. She needed to go into some sort of, well, three things would happen. She would fall. Mm-hmm. She would go in the hospital. They'd stabilize her. And then they'd move her into a skilled nursing. I had to learn these three terms, skilled nursing. That's just a short-term place to get you back up on your feet and stable. You ain't staying there. That's just, in fact, I think there's usually a maximum of 30 or 90 days or whatever, and you have to show some gain. Once you get stable, you're out. Or if they can't fix you, that's as good as we can get. Sorry, that was her problem. She'd say, I still can't walk. I'm still not good. And they're like, but you're stable. You got to go home. I had to go get her and take her back to her apartment, and she's still wobbly and everything else. She wasn't fixed. No, I'm staying until I'm fixed. Lady, you're never getting fixed. You got a rare form of blood cancer. This is just stable. You got to go. And so that was skilled nursing. Then the doctors kept saying, well, you got to put her in assisted living. First, we thought independent living, where she walks to the dining room. Well, she couldn't do that. So it became clear it was assisted living. They come and bring you your meals. They bathe you. They give you your things and stuff like that. Minimum, this is out in the desert, minimum was $5,000-$6,000 a month. She only makes two. And I said, well, then Medicare, somebody will pick this up. Even nobody. Nobody was there.
So long-term care, that's when it plays a huge factor. And make sure you get long-term care when you're young.
Yeah.
You know, not when you're 80, because the same thing, you know, the older you get, the higher premiums you're going to be paying on that.
Ooh.
And had it gotten worse where she needed to go to a nursing home, now she's basically immobile. Well, in my mother's case, if she'd gone there, she had dementia after Parkinson's and stuff. Now, it's not they're just assisting you. They're taking care of, they're bathing you, feeding you, doing everything here. That goes up. You could be $10,000 a month or something for that.
Yeah. I attended an event in San Clemente last week, this new senior housing, which has a memory section, right, for those that have dementia. $16,000 a month.
$16,000.
And the craziest thing, so during the event, they had the residents come out. And so we're in the rooftop. And this lady comes out, and I'm assuming she used to live in Michigan, and you can see the ocean from the rooftop. And she's like, oh, Lake Michigan has never been this dirty. You know, I'm thinking, like, you're spending $16,000.
So imagine, no idea where she's at. I've got to come out of pocket now for my mom, $16,000 out of my pocket. There's no assistance. There's no whatever. I got to write a check every month for $16,000 for somebody to take care of her. She's got dementia. She doesn't know who she is or where she is. Somebody's got to bathe her, feed her, take care of all this stuff here. And it can go on for years. Because the good news is, boy, we can keep these people alive for years and years and years and years and years. In the old days, my dad used to say, the average time in one of these facilities is like 2 or 3 years. By that time, you're declining. You're probably not going to survive long, but they've increased the survival rate for those who've had cancer and strokes and dementia and stuff. They're living longer, I'm told. So $16,000 a month. How in the world would I pay for that?
And it goes up every year.
I think that's the big crisis that nobody's talking about. More and more of us are going to get old and there's going to be nobody who can afford it. And then, so what do they do? If you can't pay it, they kick you out. You've got to go.
Wow.
You've got to go.
So here's a question for you guys. What's the difference between a skilled nursing facility, an assisted living, a nursing home, and a boarding care? If you have these four different facilities, right? Skilled nursing facility, assisted living, nursing home, and boarding care. Under what condition would you go to each one? How are they different?
I can tell you my experience, but you tell me yours or whichever way you want to go.
Jose, tell us.
So I was going to say the skilled nursing facility, normally after a surgery, you get discharged, you'll go into a skilled nursing facility for rehab in a sense. And you're there, you know, obviously the doctors and the case managers will assist you.
And it's my understanding you can't stay there for more than 90 days, and that's only if they show improvement. Once they stabilize, it's usually about 30 days that you stay.
Yeah, sometimes even sooner than that, yeah.
Okay, so what about the other ones?
That's short-term, just recovery after surgery. There's actually independent living. You forgot that one, which is you can walk. Okay,
what about assisted living? How is that different from skilled nursing?
Skilled nursing, short-term care. Assisted living is long-term care, and they're assisting you to do things. And every time they touch you, if I got to pay to sort your meds, if I got to take to the bathroom, if I got to bring your meal, bathing, all of those are add-on charges. There's a certain base charge just to give you one little room and one little bed. And maybe you share it with somebody, a room or not, but whatever it is, there's a base cost, and then it adds on for every time they touch you and assist you.
So does the patient have the same requirements in both locations? One is short and one's long-term, or are the requirements different between skilled nursing and assisted living?
I think the requirements are very different.
Yeah. A doctor has to send you to skilled nursing, usually to recover from surgery. Anybody can walk in and sign up for assisted living tomorrow. I could go sign up for assisted living if I wanted to pay for it.
They help you with your ADLs, right? Activity daily living.
Exactly.
Is that right? Okay, what about a nursing home? How's that different than the other two we just talked about?
Most severe. Now you can't take care of yourself at all.
And you see a lot more people with dementia or obviously
Parkinson's,
family members that go to work and you know they're
Alzheimer's.
They're busy. Yeah.
So nursing home is like
the last.
Total care, like you need help with everything. Is that about right? Okay.
That's my perception of it. And then boarding care is the beautiful, that's where we ended up putting my aunt. There are private facilities, usually a home, a real house in a real neighborhood. Somebody buys, they take each bedroom and they have a 24-hour nurse there and it shifts. It's not a nursing care. They can't do full care, I don't think, but it's more like an assisted living. They assist you and take care of. So you get a bedroom. It's yours in this house. They feed you. They watch you. It's like you're living in a group home with three or four other people suddenly.
Boarding care, you mean?
Yeah, boarding care.
Yeah.
And the cost is dramatic. So my aunt, we found one around $3,000 a month.
Ooh, that's cheap.
And this was out in the desert. And so instead of $16,000, the cheapest assisted living was about $5,000 or $6,000. She didn't need nursing home for $16,000. So instead of $5,000 or $6,000, we found one for $3,000. And that's how she spent the last 6 months of her life at a board and care facility, a nice house, beautiful house in a beautiful neighborhood. But she had roommates, you know, she's just in a room and she hated that because she'd been independent her whole life. She didn't like living in a room, but I said, it's better than living in just a room in a giant facility with long hallways filled with a room.
So the last category would be like independent living.
That's the transitional phase into assisted living. Assumption is you're still independent enough. You drive, you can go off and you need a little help, the comfort of having people around. Maybe you give up the big house and you've divorced or everybody's died and you just need a little assistance, but not much. You still walk. The key was you're independent. So you still walk to the group cafeteria where you get your food. You walk down and get the food. And you probably can leave the facility anytime you want. You probably get a car parked outside and you can go shopping or you can take their van or whatever, but you're still independent enough. You can lose. Assisted living is the next step up. I need help doing all those activities of daily living.
Nice. Any last thoughts, Jose? This is very valuable information for our listeners here.
I appreciate it, Dr. Trent, for having me on. Thank you, Paul, too. I mean, I can't stress enough, October 15th through December 7th, make sure you sit down with your agent. Look at the plan you're currently on. see what's going to be for 2023, any changes, look at your prescriptions, be sure that they're going to be either the same or cheaper, or if there's another option for you. 2023, there's going to be a lot of changes here in Orange County, LA County. So I can't stress enough, get a plan comparison. It's free. And also, there are several websites you can go into and kind of start doing the research yourself, right? Don't just fall for the nice, fancy literature you get in the mail. You can go onto our website at memorialcare.org, read more about Medicare. We also got videos on there and a lot of good information. You can go on to medicare.gov, where you can look at what your monthly premium for your Part B will be, right? You look at the income brackets. And same thing, there's a lot of good information. If you take prescriptions, you can plug them in and it will tell you, or it'll give you a list of the health plans that will cover your prescriptions and it'll give you a cost. There's cms.gov, ssa.gov, or if you have additional questions or anything like that, you can always give me a call on my cell phone.
You're going to give out your cell phone? Because again, you're with Memorial Care. You're a medical group. You're the last choice I got to make. First, I say, am I in Medicare original with supplements to help pay for it? Or am I going to go to one of these free advantage plans, but it's an HMO and there might be a limited network? Then once I pick the HMO, they say, well, all right, what group, what doctor you want to see?
What medical group?
And you're hoping they kind of did click medical care or Memorial Group.
Rather. Memorial Care. And like I said, right? I mean, I love Memorial Care. I feel like we're probably one of the best ones out there, but there's a lot of options. And I'll be the first one to tell you, hey, you know what? Maybe Memorial Care is not a best option for you. Try so-and-so, right? But, you know, my goal is to obviously educate the seniors. Any questions? Because, I mean, there's a lot of good and bad information out there. Right. Yeah.
So you're willing to talk to the senior and walk them through this, even though you guys aren't running the Medicare Advantage plan. You're not a provider of one of these things. You're just simply saying, hey, we'll help you. And hopefully you'll think of us when you pick a medical group.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. And I'm here to obviously educate the member. Like I said, once you sign up and you don't know how to get these additional benefits, give me a call. I'll be more than happy to sit down with you, show you how you can sign up, create an email address, and get all these additional benefits that a lot of people miss out on because, you know, they don't have an email address. They don't have a computer. They don't know who to call to get Fitbit or the Life Alert.
I do for all that. I may have to call you myself here.
Give me a call. I'll sit down with you and get all these benefits for you.
All right. Thanks. So give us that number. How do we reach you?
So that number is 714-640-7158. Again, the number is 714-640-7158. You can also go on to memorialcare.org. Find my cell phone number on there, my email address. And like I said, if you have any questions, concerns, pretty much anything, I'll be more than happy to help you.
One more time. The number is 714-640-7158. And that's to talk to Jose Juarez.
That's to talk to me. Yes, sir.
And you'll help us figure this out and walk us through the system. And then hopefully we'll stick with you guys when we finally have to pick a medical group. I did. I still think you guys are the biggest and the best out there. So.
And look how good you look, right?
Look how good I look. I'm still out here. All right. Thank you so much for joining. I know Dr. Trin had to drop out. He had another thing he had to go do.
Another meeting. All right, Paul. Well, thank you so much for the opportunity, and it's always a pleasure.
All right. Talk to you next time.
All right. Have a good one.
Well, there you have it, folks. A lot of good information you can only get by tuning into Health Talks, where we really try and break it down for you and give you ideas and information you're not hearing elsewhere, right here in Orange County's only community radio station, octalkradio.net.